mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us live on this Tuesday edition, the 29th day of March 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours right here on the GCN Radio Network. And we're going to take a lot of your phone calls in this first hour. I know many of you are chomping at the bit to talk about the Terri Schiavo Schindler case, as she is clearly in her last days. Or end of days, not long for this world, as they say, a true travesty of justice, a true public execution and torture. It is truly brutal. Also, we'll be talking about the huge earthquake yesterday. They first said it was an 8.3. By the end of the day, it was an 8.7, and hundreds are dead. On top of all of this, the Times of London is reporting depressed Kofi Annan close to quitting over UN scandals. And who's waiting in the wings? Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton. And we've got Wolfie Witz, clearly going to be our new World Bank head. They're putting in the little neocons left and right. And by neocons, Bill Clinton was for the war in Serbia, the neocon idea. Bill Clinton is all for the Iraq war, and George Bush has been protecting him all along, blocking release of documents, ordering Congress, which I didn't think the executive could do, to not investigate Clinton. So we'll get into the geopolitical landscape and what it's shaping up. Ebola-like virus deaths in Angola are rising, travel warning issued. That'll be very serious if any of that stuff ever spreads over here. And we'll get into not just the earthquake yesterday, but how earthquakes are at record levels in recorded history right now. We've had two of the biggest earthquakes in recorded history just in the last 4 months. Less than 4 months. And at the same time, there's a whole bunch of new developments concerning Terri Schiavo. Terri's demonstrating her will to live, follow the Constitution. Governor Bush grant clemency to Terri Schiavo Schindler. At the same time, different law enforcement groups are calling for a criminal investigation and a freeze on the dehydration and murder of Terri Schiavo Schindler. But as we learned over the weekend, they were already sending state police to rescue her, but the little Pinellas Park police said they were going to have a standoff with them and even joked, how many of us can hold off the National Guard? And Jeb Bush did absolutely nothing. He can pardon drug dealers. His brother can pardon drug dealers and murderers. Bill Clinton can do it, but we can't do it for this woman. And it's been said 1,000 times, I'll say it again, you can't execute an axe murderer the way they're executing Terri. And I've heard so much incredible spin. The Associated Press is reporting that, oh, she's being cared for and treated at the hospital, and she's only had her food taken away. Well, no, she's had her food and water taken away, and she's not being cared for, she's being murdered. So stop redefining reality. Stop editing reality. Stop engaging in these semantical frauds. There is so much other key news and information coming up. We have a big guest in the second hour. This so happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They'll be talking about torture with us. You don't want to miss that. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Bridge. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this first hour. That confuses some people. They say, second segment, we just tuned into you. We were just listening to the news. I think it's fine if our affiliates carry the news. But to be quite frank with you folks, we cover the real news in the first 5 minutes of each hour. We cover a lot more news than you hear on most of these news feeds on the different networks out there. Some of the broadcasts on our network choose to have news play before their shows. And that's their prerogative. But I choose to not have it because more of our stations do want that first little five-minute segment, and they opt out of the supposed news and just get it here. So we are into our second segment now, and I do have a Council on Foreign Relations member. His book is published by the Council on Foreign Relations, that organization openly calling for world government with most prominent members of academia, finance, government, media, the arts, being members of it. And this member of the CFR has written a book that I agree with, Against Torture. And so we're going to be having him on to talk about torture and who knows, maybe a little bit about the CFR. Because the CFR, of course, does have its token good members in it. I guess kind of for PR purposes, But this is an interview you do not want to miss coming up in the middle of the next hour. Well, at the start of the next hour, in the middle of the broadcast. The middle third of this transmission against tyranny. Boy, I tell you, I'm awake now. I had just gotten some coffee kind of late in the morning and had it sitting up here on my broadcast desk, and for some reason was grabbing at some papers under the stack and knocked the whole giant brimming container that I just got at the Rockefeller Exxon into my lap. I was up late working last night. I did the Jeff Rentz radio program and then did about 3 hours of research after that, so I went to sleep about 3 a.m. Still got up pretty early this morning, but never got around to making any coffee. So when I left the house, went to the office, I pulled in and got some coffee, and just a few minutes after I had gotten into the studio in the middle of that last break, spilt it into my lap. So I am, I think, more awake now than if I would have drunk that coffee. All right, enough with the mindless issues. I don't think you tune in to hear me talk about coffee, do you? Bill in Ireland and Kenneth in Louisiana, James, North Carolina, Johnny in Canada, John in Texas. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. I want to do things a little bit different today. I normally go to calls about 30 minutes into the broadcast. We're just going to go to your calls basically immediately. And then I'll get into depressed Annan, that's coffee Annan, for those educated in the government training camps, close to quitting over UN scandals. And a lot of our conservative listeners are probably saying, hooray, hip, hip, hooray. I mean, Kofi Annan's involved in white slavery rings. Kofi Annan's involved in bed rigging and scamming and UN food for oil frauds. He's horrible. Sex orgies at the UN. He's horrible. They're all horrible. He's a lot better, though, than Kirk Waldheim, the SS officer who hunted down American soldiers and killed them. You know, he's like a demon compared to Satan. Yes, he's of hell, but, you know, is he the worst? Of course, there really is no lesser of two evils, so it's all part and parcel of the same flock of blackbirds. But at the same time, we have Kofi Annan talking about leaving, and Bill Clinton's lined up. He's got seven of the G8 lined up. It's been in major publications for 4 years that Lord Clinton wants to be Secretary General, and it's the U.S.'s turn. The U.S. has never had a Secretary General. Never had a Secretary General. And so we're going to get into why this is shaping up to happen. Of course, Ebola-like virus death... deaths rise in Angola, travel warning issued. Hundreds die in the Indonesian quake that was an 8.7 right in the same area as the quake that killed hundreds of thousands via tsunamis back on the 26th of December. And hundreds are confirmed dead. They're saying thousands may have died, but not from rising water this time, but from collapsing buildings. In some areas, some of the islands that were hit by quakes, the quake went on for 6 minutes. The question is this a precursor to something larger, volcanic and tectonic activity?
All right, folks, it's Alex Jones, and it is Friday, the first day of this new month, April. And no, this is not April Fools. The network is unable to connect to any of its talk show hosts that are in Texas via the digital lines. I don't want to say it's a conspiracy, but we're going to try to get this fixed so I can give you a live broadcast on this Friday. This happens a few times a year, though it's interesting that it's just Texas that is affected from the home office of Minnesota cannot connect. There's so much news that needs to be covered. If I don't go live today, we don't get it fixed on this Friday edition. Don't worry, we're going to have that CFR member on talking about torture. And the interview from a few days ago that a lot of folks missed and have been requesting, Jim Tucker about the Bilderberg Group, that is going to play in the third hour. So two great interviews coming up. Or if we get this fixed, I'll be live and in stereo for you folks instead of sitting here walking around the studio via a cell phone. A few of the news items that just have got to be covered. oil prices may see super spike. Crude oil prices rose on Friday after a leading investment bank and energy markets trader said that the prices could eventually top $100 a barrel. And if that happened, you'd be paying about $4 a gallon, my friends. Also, the Pope has had his last rites after heart failure this morning. Rome, the condition of Pope John Paul II was very grave, the Vatican said Friday morning, and he had been given last rites after suffering cardiovascular collapse. That's the quote from the Vatican on Thursday. But the Pope, 84, whose health has taken a steep dive in the past 2 months, decided himself not to go to the hospital, and on Friday morning he was still conscious, lucid, and tranquil. His chief spokesman, Jacqueline Navarro Valls, said in a statement, he was being treated in the chambers by a team of doctors that includes intensive care specialist and a cardiologist. His assistant said in a statement, the Pope's apartment is now equipped with complete and efficient health facilities. It continued. The statement did not indicate specifically if the Pope had suffered a heart attack or some other form of cardiovascular failure. The latest crisis, the day after his doctors fitted him with a feeding tube, was set off Thursday by a urinary tract infection, which the Vatican said had caused a high fever and plummeting blood pressure in the already frail Pope, who has been suffering for more than a decade from Parkinson's disease. So Pope John Paul II is not doing well. And if he does die, this is going to be a big deal, whoever this new Pope is, regardless of the fact if you're Catholic or not. I'm not Catholic, but there's 40 million Catholics in America, hundreds of millions worldwide. What is it, 800, 900 million? I don't want to speak out of turn on that. I'm not sure of the exact numbers. Whoever this next Pope is, it's going to be a big deal for world politics. Also, Bush was on TV yesterday saying, yeah, the CIA screwed up. This is why we've got to have more power and bigger agencies and let me reform everything, i.e. take over, more of a takeover by the people that told the lies. Dick Cheney went to the CIA, ordered them to put out these assessments, ordered them to lie, and then now they blame them for following their orders. It's like they ordered the people at these camps to torture. We have the memos from the now Attorney General, then one of the chief counsels at the White House, Alberto Gonzalez, saying, yes, we're torturing people, but it's not torture if we don't mean to kill them. You know, all this weird doublespeak, and then people go to prison, but not the government that gave the orders to do it. That's like if a mafia don orders somebody to go kill someone, and then everybody admits the mafia don gave the order, but when they bust the hitman, the mafia don doesn't get in trouble. So out of a crisis, out of a lie, Bush tells, and Rumsfeld and the rest of them tell, along with the Democrats, they then spin this into, see, we need more power and control and even bigger intelligence agencies. And now they've got, from the Iran-Contra fame, Negroponte, John Negroponte, the chief head of all intelligence, Porter Goss, who helped cover up 9/11 and clearly was involved at certain levels, is now the CIA director. Chertoff, who was involved in cover-ups, is now Homeland Security head. They're putting all their people in place, and none of this anti-terror funding has anything to do with terrorism. Plus, there's another article here I have. The Pentagon is saying that, yes, they're going to need a draft, and that article is on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We're going to go back to this rebroadcast and then into those interviews. I want to thank you for joining us. And again, my heart goes out to Terry Schiavo Schindler. And it's just, the more I research this case, the more despicable it happens, more clear the evidence of how despicable this act was, the more that comes out. But again, we will attempt to get me here up on the air via the digital lines. And if not, you got some great interviews we did throughout the week that you're looking forward to in the second and in the third hours. So again, please stay with us. We'll be back after this quick break. And don't forget my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, has now been released. It's out on DVD. We'll be right back.
Next time I'm talking about somebody who's begging for food and water who can actually talk. Honey, can I please have some water? No, you're going to die. The bioethics board says so. PrisonPlanet.tv is just one of the websites. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Jack Browner from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and I had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardiovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
I'll say this, the social architects thought that they would use the Terry Schindler case to train us to accept the torture and execution of people that are paralyzed. But it's going to blow up in their face if Terry dies from the abuse they've been inflicting on her. If it continues much longer, she will be a martyr for the right to life and pro-life movement. John in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, when the Romans used to nail a guy to the cross to crucify him, it wasn't a nail that killed him. It was the lack of food, water, and his organs were shut down. And it was a cruel death, and they knew it. That's why they did it. So it sort of looks like we're living in a new Rome, don't it?
Well, actually, what killed you was suffocation, generally, because you couldn't support your diaphragm, because you were hanging by your arms, and that's why if people were still alive, usually, after 5 or 6 hours, the Romans would break your legs. Because sometimes people could still partially support themselves and give their diaphragm purchase, hold themselves up. But you're right. It was a very cruel form of torture.
And this ranks right up there with that, as far as I'm concerned. When they slowly starve somebody to death like that and won't give them any kind of treatment or nothing, it ranks up there with crucifixion.
You're absolutely right. And they use a very sophisticated, lawyer-like, semantical spin when they say, well, she's going to feel euphoria. And it's true. Right before you go into a coma, generally, from dehydration, you will feel euphoric for a few minutes, a few hours. But we're talking about days and weeks of torture before that. So it's all semantical.
I know another trick that the Romans had was they used to take Christian babies and hang them from a long pole in the arena and let starving hyenas tear them apart.
That's true.
But the Christians
were with Al-Qaeda, though. We had to stop Al-Qaeda.
But if you read what's been going on in these abortion clinics with these partial birth abortions, especially where these two-legged hyenas ripping them apart, I don't see any difference. I just don't like the way this country's going.
Yep, hundreds of thousands of babies a year that could be adopted, no reason to kill them in the late third trimester. Thanks for the call, John. I hear you. Johnny in Canada. Johnny, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I took a little vacation this weekend to visit some family for Easter, and I took a drive up the highway up here in B.C., and what I saw was, I don't know, it was weird. It was about 50 or 60 military, Canadian trucks that were coming down the highway at different times. And they had weird, what they looked like, I don't know if they were Russian or Dutch flags flying from parts of the truck, just like tied to them, kind of like a little flag.
Well, there's always a lot of foreign troops doing maneuvers here in the United States, especially in the South and Southwest, but I don't know about what's going on up in Canada.
Well, I don't know. I found it kind of weird until I saw a little something on resistancemanifesto.com, which talks about concentration camps, right? And on one of their little slideshow things, I see this enemy prisoner of war compound sign, which is, I guess, a concentration camp. And on one of these pictures is this flag, blue, white, and red. I don't know what that means.
I'll have to check that out. I appreciate the call, Johnny. Let's go ahead and talk to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, welcome.
Hello there, Alex.
Hello, sir.
How we doing today?
Doing a radio broadcast and talking to you, so I'm doing pretty good.
Okie doke. I thought I'd heard over the weekend on one of the news broadcasts that Governor Bush, his office was taking any suggestions from anybody that had any ideas on what they could do.
Well, that's true. This is what happened over the weekend. Last week, the Congress subpoenaed Terry, and this little nothing judge said no, which is ridiculous. Now, then the governor was going to send in the state police via abuse charges for an investigation, but didn't. The governor could do this if he wanted to. He isn't. He's just basically using it as a political set piece.
Yeah, I'm talking about it might be interesting if you stuck somebody from his office on there just to see what they had to say.
Well, they're pretty swamped. I'm told it's hard to even get through to the governor's office, period. Much less get a spokesperson on.
Mm-hmm. And one other question I had a few years ago, this thing about Bill Clinton and head of the UN had come up. And somewhere I heard that if the country sits on the Security Council, can't have anybody from that country being the head of the UN.
You know, I believe that's the case, but I'd have to check that out.
Yeah, I thought I'd mention it. I'd heard that, and maybe you could check it out.
I'm glad you raised that, because Bill Clinton says he wants to be Secretary General, and a lot of major publications say he's probably going to be the next person. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're a small business owner, you know small business loans can be hard to come by. So who can you turn to get up to $150,000 in working capital in as little as 7 days? You call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant provides money of all kinds to small businesses against their future credit card processing sales. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of $5,000 or more per month, you may be qualified to get up to $150,000 in working capital. So call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714. Use the money to buy more inventory, advertise, expand your operation, pay taxes, and more. There are no closing costs, no application fees, or financial statements needed at all. And we approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714.
Continuing with wide open telephones on this Tuesday edition, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, freshly updated multiple times daily. Let's go straight back to the calls and talk to James in North Carolina. James, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, James.
Yeah, but it makes it hard to do all right with hearing all this news. My father had, they didn't know if he had Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's, but he had to go to a rest home, and they put him on feeding tubes, and then with water and food, and then he naturally died of a heart attack. And I say, why take these people off these things? This is terrible. You know what this is leading up to.
Well, in a lot of cases, people are in bad shape, but then they get better about half the time. Even when they're elderly, if they have to go on a feeding tube, they build their strength back up and in many cases, you know, live another decade.
Yeah, I mean, my father used to sit there and he wasn't like her. But he could sit in there and say, son, what did you have to eat today? Because his swallowing esophagus couldn't work anymore. So we fed him on the tube and water.
Well, that happens to a lot of people. In fact, my grandfather on my mother's side and my grandmother on my father's side both had strokes. And they were both associated with having surgery because that's how it always happens, blood clots.
Yeah.
And they both had their throats paralyzed where they couldn't eat. And my grandmother went on trips all over the country, cooked food, I guess for about 6, 7, 8 years, longer than that, before she finally died. But according to these bioethicists, they'd just go ahead and kill her because her life isn't valuable. Thanks for the call. But she toughed it out for a long time. My grandfather, I guess he lived about 5 years after that happened, and he went from weighing about 250 pounds down to probably about 170. He never got really, really skinny. But it wasn't fun, but, you know, he had a pretty good quality of life. The point is, you don't want to get the government involved in, oh, you have quality, you don't have quality. Understand, they're using the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. We say Schindler, folks, because her husband has left her for 10 years, has another wife, has children. Under any gauge of civil law, he has divorced her. He has left her. He has abandoned her. And, of course, I don't know if you know the story. Some people still that I talk to on the street or who email me don't know the story. He said he wanted to rehabilitate her until he got the settlement. $300,000 for himself and $700,000 for her. As soon as he got the settlement, he totally changed and said, no more treatment, no more nothing. When is that bitch going to die? That's from the affidavit. And she was responding very nicely to the treatment, to the rehabilitation. So they're now redefining terms, and it's very, very scary. Let's go ahead now and talk to Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, welcome.
Good day, anyway, Alex. I just wanted to bring up a couple things. I was down there at Pinellas Park for the last week, and I don't know if you knew that they had snipers on the roofs around the buildings. They had one on, they had two on the hospice that I personally saw, and then they had one on a utility shed, probably about a quarter of a mile away.
Well, listen, I mean, we've gone out and had land rights rallies, Second Amendment rallies. And they've had SWAT teams. I mean, I've been walking and seen the rifle aimed at my head, and I start waving at them, and, you know, the guys laugh at me. And I'm just walking around, you know, wearing a T-shirt and blue jeans, no weapons, with a bullhorn. Finally, people did, quote, rush, instead of one at a time being arrested, with glasses of water yesterday. And NPR did call it, they said, the violence escalated with the protesters, implying that there had already been violence, and then they went on to say when they rushed the police with glasses of water. Well, that's not violent, but there they are again, semantically manipulating the words.
Also, we were out there with a picture of Auschwitz, and we also brought up on the sign that it was E4, where they started with that secret program the Nazis did of starving children to death, disabled children. And the press, and we went out with a Nazi flag, and the press pretty much ignored us, though, for the most part.
Well,
they don't want to go that way. They don't want to compare it to Nazi Germany.
Well, I've talked to other people that are there, and you'll have hundreds of people with anti-death signs, but the media, and I've seen it on the news and in AP and other snapshots, they will show the one or two signs that are for killing Terry.
Yeah, and they I heard one person say that there was about an equal amount of protesters on both sides, which was totally untrue. The most I saw were six for killing Terry, and there was probably 200 to 300 on the other side at the time that she was saying this.
Well, when you notice, the news doesn't like to show wide shots of the crowd. That's a trick they play. Since you raised Hitler, since you brought up Adolf Hitler, shortly after being elected, the Nazi doctrine was kill the old, the infirm, the psychologically unclean. They called it racial sanitation. And the first person that they publicly killed, now the Nazis for 2 years after getting into office were killing most of the people in the hospitals, taking their food and water away, giving injections to people that were paralyzed, even from the chest down, if they weren't politically connected. This is part of the mainstream history books. But
Yeah, that was part of T4, that it was secret to keep it from the German people for a long time.
Exactly, until 1935. And just like with the Schiavo case, they picked a poster child because they know that human beings interface on an individual basis. So through the image of one person, it's easier for us to get a concept. Stalin said it. One person dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. So this family, who were high-level Nazis, wrote a letter to the Führer that was published in newspapers and put in newsreels, and Hitler talked about it in the national speech. In 1935, when he then introduced this to the German people and went public, kind of the maiden voyage where they publicly launched it. And Hitler read the letter on the air, and I read a copy of the letter, and it was, "Our son is totally unhappy. He is an idiot." That was the term for being retarded. He was really autistic. And all he does is walk around, in the woods and murmur and say the same thing over and over again. "Oh, please, Führer, give us permission to kill him and rid the Reich of this, they use the same term that eugenics individuals used in this country. So Hitler said, "All right, you can kill him." And it was a loving, good thing the Führer did. And it was all over Nazi news. And in America, Hitler was hailed by the eugenics crowd that runs Planned Parenthood today. Margaret Sanger got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler. All of this. And so you're absolutely right. And then a few years later, they were basically killing everybody.
Yep. And that's where we're headed if people don't get out there and try to stop them.
But notice they use these special cases to introduce it to the public. Any other observations you made, Dave, while you were in Pinellas Park, Florida?
Well, yeah, I would say that the crowd was very peaceful, and I actually, for when they were in there murdering a person, I thought they should have been a little more vocal and raucous, even though the family would have been a little upset because they claimed we were disturbing the other patients at that hospice. But, you know, people, if they love their family members, should get them out of that hospice.
Are you saying family members of other people in the hospice or the Schindlers?
Family members of both, as a matter of fact. One lady had her aunt had died. She said that we were upsetting other patients in there because.
Well, you know, that's not your problem. That's the problem of the people engaging in murder. And I
absolutely.
Listen, I want to say this right now. I'm tired of all the word manipulation. I mean, that's the nature of what Eric Blair, known as George Orwell, wrote about in 1984. They call it in the news, she's being given treatment. She's being given care in the hospice right now. They get on the news and say, we can't give her water because it might hurt her. Folks, I've actually heard them say this on national news. They're changing all of these semantics around, and it's a fraud.
They're turning us into a death culture. Totally.
They certainly are. Anything else, Dave?
No, that would be all. Thank you very much.
I have one last question. What prompted you to get in your car and drive down there from Wisconsin?
Well, I looked at it, myself and another a pastor, as a matter of fact. We looked at it as kind of a watershed case in that they want to, you know, basically get into the general public euthanasia.
No, you're right. It's like Roe v. Wade. It's being introduced to us, and now the next time we hear about it, we won't be as upset, and it'll also give us this feeling of defeatism, this feeling of it can't be stopped.
That's right, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're just they're going to shove it down our throats, whether we like it or not. And if you watch the national news and the spin they're putting on it, you know, like you say, they're euphoric, you know, when they're going without food and water. I mean, these idiots. I wish they'd go without food and water for a couple of days.
Well, I fasted one time, just because it is healthy to do occasionally, for 4 days. And, I did not enjoy it. But they say that not eating is nothing compared to not drinking. Thanks for the call. I really do appreciate that, and I appreciate you going down there. You did the right thing. God bless you, Dave. No, they know exactly what they're doing with this case. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello. I have a question about Colonel Bogreit filing affidavits of citizen's arrest against Michael Schiavo and Judge Greer, but of course it did not succeed, and Gritz was arrested for trying to bring water to Terry, which serves no useful purpose. Now, to make a citizen's arrest, a person must make physical contact with the arrestee and take them into custody. But to file a legitimate criminal complaint and get the police to make an arrest, it can only be filed with a judge in criminal court who holds an instant hearing on probable cause to determine if they should issue an arrest warrant. But Gritz filed his affidavit with the prosecutor and Governor Bush, so it had no effect. And my question is, as a military officer, Gritz is still in the Army Reserves. So is he an infiltrator set to subvert the arrest of...
Well, his name is Bo Gritz. Just so you know, it's not Gritz.
That's my take on it.
Okay, I understand. It's tongue-in-cheek.
Well, is he sent to protect the massive insurance reserve frauds in these medical death camps and to protect Bush and protect the genocide of 7,000 Americans every day and med mal practice and aborticide, or is he legitimate?
John, I you know what? I don't think Bo was down there for a bad reason. I think he was down there because he's legitimately concerned, and I appreciate your call. Listen, I have nothing against Bo Gritz. I got in a big fight with him on air one time when he was a guest because he's arrogant and he won't admit that he was wrong about what he said about Patriots on CNN. But for those that don't know, remember the teenager, or he was like a college student, 19 years old, who was bombing all over the Midwest, little mailbox bombs that thank God didn't hurt anybody. And I looked at the bombs on TV, the map, and I said, that's almost a smiley face. And then listeners emailed and said, have you seen Fight Club with Tyler Durden, where they bomb the shape of smiley faces in buildings? And I said, yep, this is some young drug head who thinks he's part of Fight Club. And that is exactly what it was. And we're on record predicting that. Now, we're on air saying what it is with basic criminology, thanks to you, the listeners, putting our heads together. That's what police do. They get a bunch of detectives in a room and brainstorm for, 10 hours around coffee. Well, that's what we did. We had the answer when the government was sucking their thumbs and had no idea what was going on. Well, Bo gets up on CNN. This was like two or three years ago, so I forget all the details. But he gets up basically out of the video clip somewhere and says, well, this is this, right-wing militia-type black helicopter crowd. That's probably who's behind it. Now, that's pretty suspect, and I don't know why he said that. And then I got him up on the air and said he was wrong, and he said, no, I'm not wrong. So that's why I don't interview Bo. It was bad. I mean, I've said stuff that's wrong before, nothing of that magnitude, but I'll say I'm wrong. But I don't want to sit here and say Bo's some government agent, and he's bad, And this brings me into a whole other subject, then we'll go to Jim and others. I've heard people on the radio saying it's all a giant theatrical production, that this is all a staged event, and the Schindlers are in on it. And, folks, that is clearly not true. I've interviewed the Schindlers 3-4 years ago. You're right in the fact that you're saying that it's a theater, that the media has decided to focus in on this. But the Schindlers are good people. And I'm really, my heart goes out to them. But this happens. Folks that are into the New World Order, into the truth movement, they get away from what they can prove, and they get off so many times, quite frankly, into the absurd. And that's why some people don't listen to us, because they've heard so many kooks out there who just extrapolate and basically with the most tenuous fragments of tertiary capillary evidence start extrapolating and making stuff up. When we've got just so many real things we can prove and focus in on. And really, for the people out there that are attacking the Schindlers now, I mean, give me a break. You really need to spend your time on better issues. There are so many real things that are unbelievable that are happening. Like that Cynthia McKinney clip we played from the House Armed Services Committee last week. Rumsfeld, government-run white slavery rings, trillions missing from the Pentagon, 9/11 war games. I mean, this is real stuff. Cancer viruses and the vaccines, real. Genetic engineering of most of the crops, the patenting of the food chain, just hundreds of real things that are happening. The free trade area of the Americas, national toll roads going in everywhere. But so many people, when I tune into other radio shows, when I go to other, quote, patriot websites, they don't talk about that stuff. It's just all, this patriot's bad, this patriot's good, I like this person, I don't like that person. You know, why does Alex Jones do these radio interviews with mainstream talk show hosts? He's evil. No, I'm going into their territory. I'm engaging in information warfare. It's just mind-blowing. So come on, let's get our heads screwed on straight, and let's stick with the facts. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've got a guest coming on who's written a powerful book about torture, and we'll take your calls during that interview because it all dovetails with the Terry Schindler case going on in Pinellas Park, Florida. Before I go back to Jim and Doug and Don and Rose, Mary, and many others that are patiently holding, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is out. Learn the secret that holds the world in its grasp. Find out who the globalists are, what their driving ideology and philosophy is. They are members of a secret worldwide society known as the Order of Death. You know about Skull and Bones, that's only one chapter. One node, though it is a command ship, in this flotilla of evil. And we spend 35 minutes on the police state, the sound cannons, the secret arrest, the secret police taking photos, the surveillance blimps, an hour on 9/11, the latest, most powerful information. We lay out how the globalists carried out the attacks. Then we spend an hour on the Bush Nazi connection, the death cult connection, the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Schwarzenegger, all of it. You need to have martial law. $25.95, 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It's really three films in one. And you need to have it. So go to Infowars.com to order martial law via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll free to order a copy of that video or any of my other videos. Big discounts if you get three or more of any of the titles. So ask about that when you call. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. The wait is over. Martial law is shipping. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can watch the whole thing online. We have monthly and yearly memberships to watch all my films, my weekly TV show, all of it, PrisonPlanet.tv. Jim in Kansas. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. On this, from a humanistic point of view, I agree with everything you say about this Schindler case. But when you knock the judge on his decision, you're dead wrong. Because some time ago, we were converted from people to a resource. We the resources. And a resource.
Well, just because under admiralty law they've all declared us slave chattel of the state under a mercantile enterprise doesn't mean that this parallel legal system they've built is the legitimate legal system.
Well, that's what we ought to work on. Get rid of that. But until we do, and nobody griped, I didn't hear one talk show anywhere talk about being converted to a resource.
Well, yet, it's true. They call us, you know, your manager's called the resource manager, human resources.
Absolutely.
And under this whole bioethics system, they decide if you're a good resource.
Now, as a resource, they can do anything to you they want to. A farmer that has a cow that's not productive, what's he do with it? Kills it.
Well, again, courts have said black people aren't human beings. We just don't follow that. That's a fraud. The courts can say none of us have rights, and they decide if we're human. That's what the bioethics boards do. It's a fraud. We've all got to have our living wills clearly stating our rights. Thanks for the call. But Governor Bush here in Texas, before he left office, made it to where the state, if they're paying for you, will kill you. And the so-called Christians don't want to talk about that. Let's talk to who's up next here. Doug in Canada, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
You know, it takes a big man to back his words up, but it takes a bigger man to admit he was wrong and carry on. McKinney, I think if more people like, we had more people like her with a backbone, places of power, then we wouldn't be in the position we're in today.
Have you seen that video clip?
Yes, and I've heard it many, many times on the network here. That's just powerful.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get into the second hour here in 70 seconds. Then in about 10 minutes, we got a big guest coming on.